Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Not surprisingly, a new Media Research Center study exposes the stark differences between the mainstream media's coverage of the first 100 days of the Biden and Trump administrations. During his first 3 months in office, the broadcast evening newscasts have showered Biden with 59% positive press. 4 years ago, those same programs were hammering Trump with 89% negative press. Shock. I know. Shocking. Joining us now to share the results of the survey is Scott Whitlock. He's the associate editor for the Media Research Center. Scott, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
This isn't going to be a surprise to any of us who watch the bias that we've seen repeatedly. We saw it all throughout the 4 years of the Trump administration. You guys tallied a massive number of comments about the new Trump administration, over 1,600 of them, 89% of which were negative, of course. This year, those same broadcasts have churned out only 264 such statements, 156 of which, 59%, praised or supported the Biden administration. I mean, it's not a surprise, but here we go. Once again, you know, the sycophantic media back at it again, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, it's not a surprise, but it's important to explain to people just how stark a contrast it is between Donald Trump's administration and how that was covered and the Joe Biden administration. And you kind of hit the top line numbers, which was, 59% positive for Joe Biden and 89% negative for Donald Trump. And we tracked that number. We did several of these studies during the Trump administration. We tracked it every few months, and it was all negative for the entire 4 years. I think 89%, that for the first 100 days, that was a little low. It got up into like the mid 90s at various points in his administration. And another number of information that is important here is that just the amount of coverage of Donald Trump versus Biden is a disparity, too. There's actually a significant amount less for Biden. And the reason is that they treated Donald Trump in the liberal media like an emergency.
Right.
This is an emergency, and we have to do something about it, where they're just treating Joe Biden, who doesn't really talk to the press much, and just kind of, that's no big deal. He's just the president. That's all.
Right, yeah, well, and that's also because, obviously, they're hiding Joe. I mean, he barely comes out. When he does, he just sort of waves, and then, you know, Kamala points him in the direction he needs to go. Contrary to the way they covered the Trump administration, the media's coverage of the way the Biden team has handled the COVID pandemic is a great example. The media coverage of COVID has been the most covered topic, and 79% of the coverage has praised Biden and his team. I mean, it's like all of a sudden, oh, we've got the best team in the world in there now, because almost 80% is positive now.
Right. That was one of the highest numbers for the COVID response. And look, you can imagine that people who are being polled who may not follow politics that closely, yeah, seems like the vaccine's getting out and they're happy. So that makes sense, right? But how did this all happen? How did Operation Warp Speed happen? When was it happening? That is something that is really the job of the media to talk about, because Biden came in and just kept things going as the Trump administration had set up. And for all the flack that they gave Trump about COVID and his statements and some of the things that the head scratchers that you might have seen in the briefing room, Operation Warp Speed worked. And so, but they're just trying to let Biden kind of take all the credit for that, as though it's his success.
Exactly. Well, case in point, back when he announced it, the President Trump at one point had said all Americans, all adults would be able to have the vaccine by the end of April. And the media mocked him for that statement. And now here we are, the end of April, and all adults are being given access to the vaccine. And when Biden said it, they heralded that as a major accomplishment for the Biden administration.
Right. And this is just really the sad part of how they are covering the Biden administration in general, where not only are they just accepting what Biden does, they act as just mouthpieces or press releases on just kind of another topic in general. It was Joe Biden who started this. This talking point that the Georgia voting law was Jim Crow 2.0. He's the one, or Jim Crow, he's the one who started pushing that. And that was during a press conference when he finally had one. And as soon as he did that, the media started parroting that narrative exactly, that this was Jim Crow, despite the fact there's zero evidence for that.
Yeah.
So this idea that they were going to speak truth to power immediately disappeared once Joe Biden became president.
Well, and they were even more enthusiastic with the president's $1.9 trillion so-called COVID relief bill, right? I mean, they fawned all over that deal.
Yeah, they fawned over that. They fawned over the border. I'm sorry, not the border, but the infrastructure bill, things like that. It was mostly all very positive. One of the kind of glaring exceptions that we found, there was two, but one was the border crisis, because that really does seem like it's unspinnable. It's a disaster. And so, you know, they're trying to compensate with that by just not covering it that much, or not calling out Kamala Harris, who's supposedly the point person on this and still hasn't gone to the border.
Well, and, you know, the one thing I noticed in your survey that you did, you guys found only 29 seconds of airtime that even bothered to mention the federal deficit, the fact that it's exploding, the national debt, which now is in excess of $28 trillion, and the networks have barely covered that, right? I mean, it's something, it's exceeding expectations, it's blowing out of control, they're barely covering it.
Yeah, absolutely, and that is just another depressing part of the way the media report on things like this. It's as though the deficit and the spending has gotten so out of control that rather than be the watchdog and really kind of say, hey, we need to rein this in, it's gotten so bad that it's just kind of let's screw it, let's just keep going, you know, and do more and more. And there is really no kind of discussion in the media of, well, this can't last forever. This, you can't just keep doing this in perpetuity, and this isn't going to come back to haunt us with some sort of major financial collapse. But journalists just aren't asking those questions, which really gets back to the idea that they speak truth to power when a Republican is in office,
right,
but not when a Democrat is.
Well, you mentioned that they criticized him a little bit on the border, and they have, but they also largely blame Trump for the border crisis. But it's also true that sometimes they actually criticize Biden because he wasn't liberal enough for them on things, right? I mean, that was another one of the criticisms, was that, oh, he didn't go far enough with some things.
Yeah, absolutely. So when there is criticism and when they want to try and say, look, hey, we're being tough, it's being tough from the left, which is you're not letting enough people in. You're not doing enough for illegals, or more recently, you're not doing enough on gun control. You know, we can't let this moment pass, whether it's gun control or packing the courts. That is their version of being tough on the Biden administration, is saying, why aren't you getting this stuff done? Because they really are cheerleaders for, in the media, on these networks, cheerleaders for Democratic accomplishments, and they get mad when they don't happen.
So, yeah, so the criticism is you're not liberal enough for them, which is about as asinine as you can be. Thank you again for joining us, Scott. We've shared a link to the survey on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, but they can also find links to this story and other news coverage at newsbusters.org, correct?
Yep, that's right, newsbusters.org. You can also follow us on Twitter.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you again for joining us tonight, Scott, and thank you for keeping them honest, my friend. Carry on the fight, brother.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Coming up, former Iowa governor and United States ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, will join us. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.